Caelan, has it sunk in yet? I know you've had a couple of podiums, but not a first.
Yeah, it hasn't sunk in yet. I've just finished all the media debriefs and stuff. It doesn't feel real yet, to be honest. I don't think it will until I go home and the trophy's still there and stuff. But yeah, it's just a bit of a surreal feeling, to be honest. Yeah, I don't really know what to say.
describe the conditions over there today. I know it's kind of wet here in the northwest, but in Cadwell Park, yeah. just describe the track today.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really it's about 21 degrees, I'd imagine, and it was hot on the day. I was feeling it at the end, but I knew I kind of had a bit of a plan in my head to pass him and leave it as late as possible, because I knew Ben was really strong in the last part of the lap. So I'd break as late as I could and just prayed to God I could get it stopped, and thankfully I did and managed to win. It was just an unbelievable feeling, you know, to do it here as well at Cadwell. You know, it's kind of been a bit hit and miss for me here in the past, so it's kind of I'll sleep well tonight.
And talk to me yesterday, a little bit of confidence get into the race, because you started second on the grid this morning following a good qualifying session yesterday. Yeah. So confidence high then?
Yeah, confidence is really high, to be honest. And then we had morning warm up two hours before the race, and I was quickest in that by over half a second, so I felt good. And my mechanic just said to me before the race, he was like, "This is going to be the easiest race of your career." And I was like, "Yeah, well, I'll see about that." But it was difficult. But no, I really enjoyed it. And to be honest, I just can't thank everyone enough who's helped me. You know, it's like my mum and dad and everyone who put so much in. James Galler from Oasis, like he's helped me since I've been on a motocross bike, and I was a kid with long hair. And obviously then I have Wesley and just everyone. And I just do want to forget everyone. I've got Philip Case as well from PCRS. He's had a massive part in this. I can't thank everyone enough. It's been, it's amazing, to be honest. But I'll sleep good tonight.
Keelan, I know exactly. Emotions are high at the minute. I mean, you have been interviewed a few times, and I see the level of work that you do off the bike. It's just incredible. But look, it's all come to fruition now.
Yeah, I tell you, it was all worth it at the end, and I was able to, you know, get it done. But I just can't. Yeah, it's been. I've worked so hard for this, and it's not just me as well. Everyone around me. We've really been working hard, and I can't thank everyone behind me. It's been. This has been probably one of the best years of my life so far. You know, I'm really happy with everyone and around me and stuff, and it just gives me that extra motivation to work really hard. And I'm sure I'll be back to training tomorrow night, you know, win or not, you know. So, looking forward to the rest of the year now and ending on a high.
And just clarify, what did you win the race by?
I don't even know, to be honest. I just came from person to person talking, and no one's actually told me that. But I imagine very, very little. I'd say it was like two tenths of a second or something. There wasn't a big gap. I could still hear them, but it was a good race.
From this time last year to this time this year, you've really upped performances. You're getting a few podiums throughout this year, so a good mix so far.
Yeah, that's it exactly. That's it exactly. I've been obviously I was here last year. It was quite tough for me when I came to this track. This year I've been working really hard, you know, over the winter and stuff, and we've kind of changed my lifestyle a bit, and that's had a big impact on my racing and stuff. So that's what I want to do, so that's what I have to do. And really happy. And I'm probably rambling a bit now, but I just hasn't really sunk in yet.
No, you're fine. You had a few technical issues this season so far as well, I suppose, and those little things can throw you.
Yeah, that was, to be honest, I had a really tough start to the year, like just struggling with the bike and stuff, and then had a few other stuff going on as well, and kind of struggled a bit mentally. And then from about May time, we just kind of turned it around, and I've been, you know, smiling and stuff again. Everyone around me has really brought out the best in me again, and I just I can't put into words how far it is come McGrennan to win a British Championship race. It's a bit surreal, to be honest.
And suppose when your mechanic said to you, "This is the biggest race of your life," what were you thinking then?
I hope he's right. But it's weird, because the person who said it to me, if I can't win, if he's like, you know, third or fourth, it will be a good result here, he'll tell me that. you know, and when he said to me, you know, like, it'll be the, you can win this, I was like, you know, it kind of gave me that bit of confidence again, you know, and I just, yeah, feel really good, you know, about going forward, and yeah, can't wait to get home now.
A lot of our listeners, well, potentially do know that you do a lot of racing with your brother as well. No doubt he was there to embrace you afterwards, Reese.
Yeah, my brother was here watching, so he is. I seen him straight after the race. He was at the podium and stuff. So it's kind of, yeah, there's probably more people here today than living Kilmacrenan. Like, it's a crazy experience. I'm just so thankful for everyone who's let me experience this growing up and stuff. And hopefully it's the first of many.